Ouch. Wacky 79 has got to be real. Cheryl Lynn with Tom Prosta Giacomo. We're 11 minutes away from 2 o'clock. And sit tight. I have Dale Armstrong with me, who, by the way, for your information, is the winningest sportsman driver in drag racing history. What's that mean? It means he goes real fast in a car at Ohio Valley Raceway. And we'll talk about that next at Wacky.
And Fraze Archery, 2126 Cooper's Lane, Jeffersonville. An exclusive for you. From Wacky.
Well, here we are in the control rooms. Let's see, Dale, let's check your microphone, make sure everything's going good here. How are you doing today?
All right, how's it doing?
Oh, Rick, can't complain. Now, Dale, what do you do when you're a drag racer? I mean, how did you get started? Let's talk about that.
Oh, I've been doing it ever since I was like 14 years old. I used to live in Canada.
Yeah.
And just racing stocker type cars, and then I got into higher stock type cars, and I ended up going to the Winter Nationals in Pomona, California, 1 year from Canada, and mm-hmm. I couldn't believe the nice weather down in California and stuff, and I thought, I gotta be here, so I went back to Canada, sold my business and so forth, and moved to California, and boy, they drag race there 12 months of the year, yeah. So I got into it pretty heavy then.
It's a pretty rough sport. You go from zero to, well, all right, you drive what, a AA alcohol dragster?
All right, well, that's just the same as a top fuel dragster. Mm-hmm. The only difference is being that we burn methanol, alcohol, and normally we use a 3-speed transmission. Otherwise, it's basically the same thing, and it'll go from like 0 to 170 miles an hour in 4.2 seconds.
Gee, that's pretty fast moving. What kind of effect does it have on you to go that fast, that quick?
Well, there's over 5.5 to 6 G-forces on you, and oh. You're actually blind for about the first 60 to 80 feet.
Oh, my. That's got to be a rush on your body.
Oh, it is.
You said your car burns alcohol?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Well, why do you burn alcohol?
Well, it's easier on the engine than gasoline. It runs cooler. It makes more horsepower than gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, on the other hand, it's much cheaper than running nitromethane, though, which the top fuel dragsters use.
Is alcohol expensive?
No, it isn't bad. Right now, it's about $1.25 a gallon, and uh-huh. We use about 4 gallons on a run.
Wow, that's on a run. A run is how long?
6 seconds in a quarter mile.
You use 4 gallons in a quarter of a mile.
Yes.
Yeah. I dare someone to complain about their EPA mileage regulations. Bill Bailey was talking about that earlier this morning. Now, you're going to be at Ohio Valley Raceway out on Dixie Highway.
Right.
That'll be this weekend for the Winston IHRA title meet. How many different meets do you get in every year?
Well, we start off the season. Well, we go about 10 months of the year, and we really get into the swing of the tour in about March, and we're about a third of the way through now, and we won't be back home back in California until around the middle of October.
From March to October, you're
constantly touring and traveling.
Well, it doesn't help out a family life. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I guess that's to your advantage then.
Yeah, I have been married, but this gets into it pretty good unless the girl or woman you're married to is involved also, you know.
Yeah, I guess that does have a point. We'll talk more about the Winston IHRA meet that'll be coming up at Ohio Valley Raceway in about 60 seconds here at Wacky.
Let your love lead your people you trust.
Hey, jewelers are the people to trust.
There's a diamond for you from $150 to $5,000 at K Jewelers, Bashford Manor, Jefferson Mall, River City Mall, Dixie Manor, the Mall, and Green Tree Mall.
It's 155 at WAKY. I'm Tom Prosta Giacomo, and I'm here with Dale Armstrong, the winningest sportsman driver in drag racing history, who will be performing, by the way, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at Ohio Valley Raceway, 15 miles south of the Watershed on Dixie Highway. I think I have that memorized. I did their commercials for them last year. Jesse Belew's here also, by the way. Maybe we can get him in a little later if time doesn't run out on us. Dale Armstrong, one thing that I wanted to touch on before we got out of here, we were talking about your car using 4 gallons of alcohol in a quarter-mile run. What about the energy crisis? What effect do you think that this so-called gas shortage that we have will affect drag racing or, you know, even round racing?
Well, it's hard to speculate on that. I mean, it's hard enough to know what's going to happen next week mm-hmm. for the normal person just driving to work, let alone how it's going to affect us and our traveling. I mean, we use a fair amount of gas pulling our rigs around. But as far as on the track participation in drag racing, I mean, very little fuel is consumed, actually. Whereas, now, alcohol, that's not cutting into the petroleum-based fuels at all. It's, you know, it's organic, and it's it don't hurt at all as far as using up energy that a person like yourself would use,
right.
You know, getting around. So, but as far as the driving the truck and availability of gasoline, we haven't been affected by it yet, the shortage. I mean, we can get it. I've talked to some people at home in California, though, and I'm scared to go back there because I think if I got there, I'd never get enough gas to get back out.
So. Well, listen, a man that runs cars for a living, I'm sure that you would know a little bit about cars. Well, let me ask you this. What about gasohol? Are you familiar with that for cars?
Yes, I keep pretty well abreast of that stuff, and I really think that there's big possibilities in that area. I know that, well, I should say I'm pretty sure that there'll be a lot of fighting it by the oil companies, but I think that there's a big possibility of at least coming up with a blend of gasoline and alcohol to cut down on our reliability on just petroleum fuels.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, so much for that. Now, remember that if you're out near a gasohol station, stop in. You heard it from a man who drives cars for a living. Let's go back to talk about the cars at the Winston meet. You said, now, Jesse was mentioning that there are going to be over 300 cars entered in competition out there this weekend.
Yeah, there'll be over 300 total entries out there in all the various classes.
That's going to be so. Well, what is a funny car? Maybe can you give me a definition of that?
Well, a funny car is a very exciting car to watch drag race, I'll tell you that. It's a fiberglass replica of a full-bodied type passenger car.
Wow.
Like there's Camaros, Mustangs, things like that. But underneath, it's purely race car, just tubular frame with the same type of blown hemispherical aluminum drag racing motors that like we use in our full-blown dragsters also.
All right, can I ask you one serious question, if I can, before? Not that none of these other questions have been serious, but have you ever lost control of your car?
Oh, yeah, it's a few incidents have happened. We've crashed a couple times. Parachute didn't open once and went into a catch net backwards and through a guardrail. Another time where years ago, before they had as much safety regulations as they do now, I was burned a couple of times in a funny car when they used to have pretty bad fires.
Wow.
But otherwise, nothing really bad.
One thing to interject here, last year, as I said, I was half a season, I was out at Jesse Ballou's Ohio Valley Raceway, and I only saw one car. It was the very first night I was out there, and it hit a guardrail. That was the only problem that I saw. So apparently, racing is a pretty safe sport.
Well, it is. If the sanctioning bodies really have good rules, I mean, and they really watch them now, which is very good. If you're serious about it and have your car set up to the rule book, it's pretty safe, actually, and use common sense.
Okay, now what time does racing start at Ohio Valley this weekend?
Well, it starts on Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
I mean, the crowd can get in at 5 o'clock.
Right.
And then on Saturday, it starts at 7 o'clock or final eliminations, but the gates open up at 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock in the morning, you can see a full day of racing at Ohio Valley Raceway.
You can come out and get in the pits and everything, and we'll have free autographed pictures to give away, so send any of the kids around.
I will. Dale, thanks for being on.
All right, thank you.
We'll see you later.
It's here.
Suburban United Furniture's for you.
No purchase necessary. Drawing Monday, May 21st.
Now let's all gather around the radio and say,
we're going to make you a star. WAKY, Louisville.
Here's Sherry Southmead with the 2 o'clock news.
The House is due to vote later today on a Senate-approved...